The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's a very simple principle, and maybe even it can be done as a little slogan, that supports mindfulness practice. It brings out the most out of mindfulness practice, but also puts it clearly on the kind of a path to liberation that Buddhism teaches. And that is the principle, keep it simple. Or say it a little bit more precisely, can you be simpler about this right now? Whatever's happening, can you be simpler with it? And the reason why that's significant is that often we add complexity to whatever is going on. And some of the complexity has to do with trying too hard or having all kinds of ideas of what's supposed to happen or how it's supposed to happen or when it's supposed to happen. Some of it has to do with complexity about ourselves that we have to strain, we have to hold back, we have to be a better doer. We have to be, we're an inadequate doer. Or what should I be doing and how should I be doing? And the mind gets complicated trying to figure it all out. No matter what the mind is doing, whatever we're doing in meditation, can you do it simpler? Can you be mindful simpler? If you, often at the beginning of meditation, chances are that many people, when they start a meditation session, they're probably practicing more complicated than they need to, partly because there's often we carry with us a momentum of our conditioning, momentum of how we've been living our lives over the last hours or days. And so, you know, if you've been surfing the web, clicking from one website to the other, maybe looking for something, or, you know, just constantly kind of on the search, looking and looking, and then you sit down to meditate, your mind's not going to turn off that searching automatically. It will continue to be searching. And maybe now, mindfulness will have that quality of searching, like straining, like I have to look more carefully here. And that's the complexity. And so they ask the question, you have the statement, you know, make this simpler. It might be that then you let go of the searching, the strain that you have of how you're mindful. Or it could be that to make it simpler means you just allow yourself to do the searching. Okay, this is how it is. You see how it is, and you're adding extra. You see that you're adding extra. But to have extra and then add the extra on top of it, I should be relaxing. I should stop. I should be different. That's just more complexity. And one way to keep it simple or be simpler, okay, it's bad enough that I'm straining. Let's just be okay with that. Let's just keep it simple and really know that's what's going on. Just keep it that simple. So sometimes you can simplify, relax. So for example, it might be that you're thinking a lot. You find you sit down to meditate and you've been thinking a lot about some challenge that's coming up in the next few days that you have to deal with. And so your mind is rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. And so you sit down to meditate, that rehearsing momentum is still there. And so be simple. Maybe it means stop rehearsing, stop planning ahead if that's easy, but that's not an easy thing to do. A way of making it simple, maybe, is say, I don't know about this event in a few days, but I can keep it simple by just recognizing that in the present moment, the mind is thinking about the future. And that might be the simplicity. Oh, this is just a mind thinking about the future. I don't have to solve it or figure it out, but I can, oh, this is what it's like to have a mind caught up in something. That's more simple, perhaps, than being involved or reacting to or thinking it's wrong to be doing what you're doing. Oh, this is how it is. Keep it simple. Let it be simpler. And then as we go, make it simpler and simpler, because the orientation becomes more and more letting the mindfulness be simpler and simpler. So one way to make mindfulness more complicated than it needs to be is think that mindfulness, it involves thinking about the present moment. But you don't have to think about the present moment. You can just be aware of the present. Or you can be thought, you can have thought about, you can have thoughts about the present moment that's very, very simple, like one word, anxious. As opposed to, boy, am I anxious? I was anxious yesterday, will be anxious tomorrow. What teachings am I supposed to do? And maybe if I do this and that, then I can deal with my anxiety. That's a lot of thinking. But the simple thing is that, oh, the thought that says, oh, I'm anxious. Let's keep it simple. Let's just be anxious. So we don't add a lot of thinking to on top of it. Or it could be the mindfulness has an agenda. And it's not uncommon for people who practice meditation to have an agenda to become concentrated, to have an agenda to become clear and have a quiet mind, and a peaceful mind, a calm mind. And those are all kind of things that can happen in meditation, are useful. But to have the agenda that this is what's supposed to happen adds complexity. Maybe not very complicated compared to doing your taxes, but it's still more complicated than it needs to be. So the little slogan, can you be simpler here? Oh yeah, I don't have to have an agenda. What is mindfulness like if there's no agenda, no pressure behind it? Just to be here now. And sometimes for me, I notice that I tend to be kind of a visual person. And so I notice that sometimes when I sit down to meditate, that my eyes are engaged with the mindfulness. Like I'm trying to look and seeing something, you know, more clearly. And so it's helpful for me to recognize, oh, this is how I'm making mindfulness more complicated. And I can't necessarily stop that tension in my eyes. Sometimes I can relax. But I just kind of, okay, it's enough to recognize that that's how it is. Keep it simple means it's enough to just recognize how it is. And then do the practice. Breathe with it. Be present for it. Breathe through it. Breathe with it. Just come back to the breathing. Let it be. And then slowly, the more simple you can be, the more likely things will get quieter, more settled. Until they don't. Until something happens and the mind gets activated again. And this pattern of getting calm and then activated, calm and activated, might happen. You come in, meditation calms you down, and when you leave meditation, you get activated. It might be you have a good meditation, you're quite deep for a while, and then out of the blue you hear a car outside that sounds just like the car that reminds you of this thing you're angry about. And so then you find yourself, now you're activated again. And so to learn to ride the ups and downs, the calming and the agitation, simply, keep it simple. One way to not make it simple is when you get agitated, you know, say you're in meditation and the car happened and it reminded you of some issue you have around cars and now you're activated. But to make it more complicated is, now I'm a failed meditator. This is not real meditation. I just had it and now I lost it. Now I got to get it back. That's much more simple is, oh, this is what agitation is like. There's agitation now. There wasn't agitation before, now there is. How to be simple with this? To go back to the even more simple calm is to make it more complicated. To want to do that and try to do that. The simple thing to do is just be agitated, and then recognize it simply. Oh, this is agitation. Breathe with that. Be present for that. Feel it in the body. Just be really simple with it. So this idea of keep it simple, it can be very supportive for this practice we're doing. It's also a protection from the ways in which people make the meditation unnecessarily complicated. And not a few meditators have dug their own grave, kind of metaphorically, by trying too hard and having some big thing they're trying to accomplish and do and have an agenda and expectation. And just a reminder, keep it simple. What's a simpler way of being with us now? Where is simplicity found now? So just kind of have simplicity as a guide, simplicity as a reference point, simplicity as an inspiration. Keep it simple. And then occasionally you might find protests. And the complexity is, this is not good enough. I'm not supposed to be simple. This is, I'm just being asked to be a simpleton. This is I'm a sophisticated person with a sophisticated issue. And this needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed now. Does it? Does it really? In meditation? So then we have to kind of manage with our sophisticated rationale for why we're not supposed to be calm or not to keep it simple. So I offer you this I'm not assuming that what I'm telling you to do is simple. but I am suggesting that this principle of keeping it simple can really clarify a lot, can highlight and see what you're doing and maybe show you a different way and maybe help you find a different way that's simpler. Keep it simple. So, thank you.